Wheat prices rose in Baghdad one year, and the people were complaining about this, and they came to a pious person to complain. He responded to them, and he said to them, "By God, I don't care if a grain of wheat costs a dinar. I have to worship God as he has commanded, and he will provide for me as he has promised." Have you ever wondered about the psychological comfort with which many Muslims live despite disasters and wars, despite the growing crisis, high prices, despite immigration and unemployment and oppression? What's their secret? Well, the secret is Islam, starting with the name itself. The name Islam comes from the Arabic word salam, from which the words for security and surrender are derived. So Islam is to surrender your authority and submit to the will of your Lord, through which true peace and real happiness are attained. How is that, you may ask? It's actually quite simple. Islam integrates idea and action. It harmonizes belief and practice. The foundational beliefs in Islam are known as the six pillars of faith, and they are belief in God without attributing a partner or a son, a child to him, belief in the angels, belief in the scriptures that God revealed to his messengers, including the Torah, the Gospel, and the Quran, belief in the messengers whom God sent to guide humanity, belief in the last day, the Day of Judgment, and belief in divine decree. Nothing in the world happens except that it falls within the will and knowledge of God. If the five pillars of Islam are combined with these six pillars of faith, one's heart will be at ease, knowing that it has done what was required and that the reward for that will be goodness.